Glory to God forever and ever. Amen, amen. Jesus the Christ is alive. He is the Lord of glory, the King of glory. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you ourselves. We give you this time. We're absolutely grateful for everything you've done for us. And Jesus, wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God, and this is those who know him and believe in him, their ultimate final destination is fellowship with him. For most people, it will be in heaven. Amen. Heaven is his home, filled with the glorious splendor of his majesty, which is what man was born to do, is to literally fellowship with God. Amen. Just as we as humans long for fellowship with people that we get along with, our supreme purpose is to fellowship with God, and the chief end of man is to know him. Amen. That's what eternal life is. Now, I keep emphasizing this because it's so important that we look at the big picture, that we forget those things that are behind, look towards the things that are ahead, and realize God has made us a new creation in him, and all things have become new, and this glorious most holy faith is that because he himself, God Almighty, so glorious and wonderful and beautiful and magnificent and powerful and all-knowing, all-wise, a great man of God wrote in a book, he said, our purpose is to lose ourselves in his glory. Amen. It's sad that we as humans, you know, we get distracted with many things, the cares of this world and other things. But the greatest thing is to seek him, to know him, and let his glory change us. Reinhard Bonnke once said, he changes our lives radically and totally. Amen. New creation, old things, we die, and he now, the glory of God lives in and through us. Hallelujah. To think that one way to look at the unsaved, which is just tragic that they're unsaved, but they're missing out on what humans were born to do. Someone may say, well, where is this in the Bible? The Bible seems to be, well, it's Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. He said it's like a treasure buried in a field that a man goes and when he finds that treasure, sells everything he has and buys that field. That's the glory of God. That's the man who goes in search of the pearl of great price, and when he finds it, sells everything he has and goes and buys it. That's the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, his glory, his majesty. And really, I could just stop the message now. I mean, that's the key. If someone wants to know, take the whole Bible, take everything. What's the key? And it's knowing him in that personal face-to-face, personal relationship. And yes, being in good relationship with all people, being in fellowship with believers, all the above. But the preeminent thing, the Lord himself. And we know it's difficult living on the earth. There's many things that are difficult. Difficult dealing with people. But when we have the power of God, the glory of God within us and around us, and we're walking in the Spirit, He will empower us to deal with all these things and empower us in every way. Empower us for ministry. Empower us to forgive those who have hurt us. Empower us to love when we don't, in our old nature, doesn't want to love. I just want to focus on the glory of the Lord. Just to think that God Almighty offers Himself to every person on the earth in totality. It's an unspeakable mystery. To think that He offers the only true God, the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. He's one God, and He offers Himself fully to a person, to every person on the earth. We can't put this into words. That's the gospel. You know, the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has made all of this possible. He made it all possible, and in fact, one of the secrets is that when we are in Him, because God is perfect and holy, He can't look upon anything on our old nature, but He sees Jesus Christ. He sees that's the atonement. Now, that's a fancy word. And if you notice in these messages, I want to keep it so simple and focus on the Lord Himself and His glory. We get caught up in teachings and get caught up in all these things, and that's such a... I truly believe you might call it religion, dead religion, and all these complicated teachings and all this keeps the unsaved from being, sometimes it can, those things are very important, but sometimes they keep us from that simplicity of the gospel and from the Lord Himself. It's not about knowledge and understanding the Bible. It's about a relationship with Him. That's the key. And for example, our ministry is working on a book entitled The Holy Spirit. Vast subject, for sure. He's God Almighty. And we're trying to include many of the portions of the New Testament about the glory of the Lord and how, here's just some of the chapters. John the Baptist said He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So fire is a type of the Holy Spirit, a symbol, but He comes with, that fire is the glory of God that is offered to every person. The Transfiguration, this glorious event where the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus. Jesus spoke with Moses and Elijah. There were three disciples there, and that's the glory of God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God Himself. Now, here's what's fascinating. Jesus being fully man and fully God, but He was fully man and was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So we understand He was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then He, in Luke 4, He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me." Okay, and he had the spirit without measure. And he, the way that, this is just what's fascinating. It's an eternal revelation. Jesus did his 3 years of ministry because of the Holy Spirit within him and upon him. Even though he was fully God, that's how he did ministry. And so that today, the body of Christ, since Jesus Christ, that's how we do everything. That's how we get saved, how we go into the phases of knowing God, and how we do ministry is in because of the Holy Spirit upon us. Jesus became what we are so we could become what he is. So it's a very holy thing. But we should have great confidence and boldness in knowing, wow, I have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ had. Now, only Jesus had the Holy Spirit fully. You know, it says he had the Spirit without measure. Amen. You know, but now we have the Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit. This is what's so incredible. All because of what Jesus did. Now, and here's another aspect of it, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, you know, but it, so we're just, we want to present these wonderful aspects of Jesus' ministry and how that can impact us today. In one portion, one of our chapters is called Power Had Gone Out of Him. Jesus talked, when he comes back and said in Matthew, you will see the Son of Man come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's the Holy Spirit. To think that we have, you know, this offer of the Holy Spirit, he's God Almighty. His glory beyond our comprehension, he may, you know, if someone says no to that, that's, you understand what they're saying no to. When we as believers don't seek him and give him first place, when we do some, think of how foolish that is. God Almighty, his, okay, I'll finish up with this, his presence and glory everywhere on the earth, just like the S-U-N. Yesterday's message, I spoke about that. Just like the air, just like the S-U-N, the sun all around us all the time, his presence and glory everywhere on the earth. And he fills the universe. I truly believe that. He, as we now know, that outer space is just this incredible place that's in expanding, they say, at the speed of light, which we can't comprehend. That's God Almighty. He's beyond anything we can comprehend, but he's made it simple. The Holy Spirit is this sensitive in nature, is what Dwight Moody said. He's very jealous and sensitive in nature, and very another great man of God said the Holy Spirit's the most sensitive member of the Trinity. But God has made himself that way, you know, but so that we can handle, you know, so that we can have that relationship all the time. God the Father, too powerful, too glorious for a human being to go directly to him. No man can look upon him and live. Jesus Christ himself is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, glorified. He's in heaven, the Holy Spirit given to every person. The Holy Spirit is glorious and beautiful beyond comprehension. When someone meets him, he's the only one they will ever want. And there are practical things when we do certain things. If we don't forgive, that grieves him. If we if we're not giving him first place and seeking him with our whole heart, that grieves him, because we're made to be with him all the time. Jesus said, if anyone loves father or mother or brother or sister more than me, they're not worthy of me. Well, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, and brother, or sister, he's not worthy of me. What does Jesus mean? The great man of God explained it so simply that our love for him needs to be so great that our love for our family looks like hate. We, of course, love our family and love all, you know. But Jesus is making this point. And he said it in so many different ways. He's to be our everything. When we do that, he gives us his everything. You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Look, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, die, and follow me. Lose your life, hate your life. Why? Because this is God Almighty telling us this is what humans were born to do and supposed to do. This is the proper way. And God is so loving and merciful, I'll try to finish with this, that whatever someone gives to him is, this is so fascinating, that he will basically give that back to whatever portion a person of themselves gives to God. God will give the similar portion of himself to them. So it's almost this law of reciprocity, or, you know, that Jesus revealed. He said, with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And that applies to our relationship with God. So if somebody just at least they just say, God, I don't understand things. I invite you into my life. I give you my life. That's salvation. I mean, God will save them. They don't have to give all of themselves. Well, the point is, you know, if there's four phases of knowing God, it's almost, you could almost say that in every phase somebody might give a certain portion of themselves to God, and then God gives that same portion of himself to them. If they continue on to be saved and make it to heaven, someone does have to continue on with him in sincerity to the best of their ability, serve him, and repent fully while they're on the earth, okay? It's not enough just to talk the talk and then not live it. Okay, I want to be straight about that. But it does say, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's saved. That's three times in the Bible. Reinhard Bonnke points that out. It's three times in the Bible because it's three times important. And so if in that first phase, if somebody gives, let's say, 20% of themselves, 25%, God gives 20 to 25% of himself to them. Same thing in phase two. If they give 50%, he gives 50. If they give 75, he gives 75. In the fourth phase, if they give all themselves, he gives all of themselves to him, to that person. God has set it up like this. That's a fascinating thing. And like I've said before, God wants people to go deeper, but he cannot and will not make them go deeper. And he's such a God of love and mercy that if they just stay in the first phase and sincerely, genuinely follow him, and to the best of their ability, continuing to repent of their sins, they'll make it to heaven. Amen. But there's the other side, which is the very scary, sobering side of if people say no to him. I've mentioned that in previous messages. I'm not going to touch on it much now, but it's very serious, and it's very serious for believers too. If believers who are called into ministry don't answer the call, these are serious things, but God's mercy and love prevails, and His glory. That's how we walk with Him. That's how we walk with Him and stay with Him and keep that fire. It's Him and His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His faithfulness, His love and mercy and graciousness, His giving nature, His bountiful giving nature. He gives Himself to the world. He's given His Son Jesus to the whole world in three epic eras, you might say, which all together is that He's given His Son in totality as a man on the earth who lived like us and died for the world. Through the Holy Spirit for 2,000 years and today He's given His Son. The Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. He's given His Son to the whole world and to every person. And for those who believe, He gives His Son to them forever. Amen.